I think 2009 has seen some very significant and sustained positive trends towards the improvement of the bilateral relations between some states which used to have conflicting relationships. It has also seen a volatile stabilization process in Somalia. 2009 has also witnessed a relative improvement in the situation in the Sudan, as far as the situation in Darfur is concerned. We record also cases of crisis and the constitutional changes of governments in Africa.
It seems that implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement is in trouble. What can the AU do in 2010 to re-energize the peace process in Sudan?
Looking at the way leading to the implementation of the CPA and the related protocols, obviously we have witnessed the difficulties encountered by the SPLM and the NCP, the difficulties in terms of lawmaking, in terms of censors, in terms of implementing even the arbitration decisions or rulings. But we remain fairly optimistic because the statements that we are hearing from leaderships in both camps are clearly indicative of the willingness to resolve those problems and to eventually develop some creative ways and means that would help the holding of the referendum in a much better and much constructive atmosphere and climate that is likely to lead to the Sudanese solving peacefully their problems rather than laying the foundation for future difficulties and confrontations.
You mentioned the unconstitutional changes of government that have taken place on the continent. We have Guinea,
yes.
Conakry, and we have Madagascar.
Yes.
It seems that there's some intransigence on the part of the leaders of these two countries to listen to the African Union. What would the African Union do differently in 2010?
As the African Union, we do have a very clear and firm doctrine regarding unconstitutional changes of government, and that doctrine contains precisely sanctions to be applied against those persons, perpetrators of a coup, who refuse to abide by the agreements and contribute to the return to constitutional order.
Is the African Union pleased the progress or the lack of progress in Zimbabwe?
I think the African Union, having supported an African solution to the situation in Zimbabwe, would be tempted to consider that it is a half-full glass and that the process is very much ongoing.
Mr. Chairman, and then so before I let you go, what are your hopes and wishes for the continent for the year 2010?
I think a more peaceful, more democratic, more united Africa, which would be making decisive progress in its integration, democratization, and in its endeavor to solve its problems by implementing African solutions to the African problems.